We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Introducing former Warriors sideline reporter, Matt Steinmetz.
Phenomenal hair. Yeah.
Former sales rep for a phone company, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And former Wheel of Fortune contestant, Dan Dibley.
No.
This is Steiny Guru and Dibs.
For show.
On 95.7, The Game.
Morning, everybody. What's up, Goo? Dibs, how you guys doing this morning?
Hanging in there. It's hump day, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Closing in another payday, Goo. Not this Friday, but we are one day closer.
Oh, it's not payday this Friday?
No, it's I hate next when you Friday, Dibs. Yeah. Why would you do that to me? You got me excited.
You got me hitting F5 on my bank account every break over here. That's a refresh, Steiny, for those of you not on the PC tip.
Yeah, speaking of refresh, Warriors had a little refresh last night. How about that? You like that?
That's nice. I do.
You like that? All right. Well, the Warriors, ooh-wee, big win over the Bucks, 122-121. They came from behind. Curry had 41. Wiseman was good in the first half, and might have been their biggest win of the year for the Warriors. Goo, if it wasn't their biggest win of the year, to me, I'm classifying it, Goo, as their most needed win of the year. How do you like that?
I like that, and it was much needed. Look at what happened afterwards. All that was missing was the confetti from the sky. Steph Curry and Kerr hugging for a regular season game. Oh, it told you what has been going on, and the Warriors have been bad. People have questioned the coach, Wiseman. All that just came out, and it was a much-needed win. And I'm going to keep it real, fellas. I thought it was an L. And can we talk about Wiggins? Almost game winner. Was that a Phil Negro knuckleball?
Why would you go there right away, Goo?
I wanted him to make it. But anyway, answer your question, Steiny, real quick, and to the Dub Nation, Steph Curry came back 2 minutes earlier. Kerr took some criticism about Wiseman and what his plans were, but there was clarity, Dibs, and there was clarity in the fact that now I know when and when not to expect Wiseman. The team got a much-needed win. You look at the schedule, Washington and Houston, you got to think you could get those. We could be looking at three in a row. Big win.
Yeah, three in a row after losing 7 of 8, and I've now discovered why they call it the green room, because – the two of you have me absolutely sick to my stomach. My complexion has turned green with the nauseating nature with which this program has started. Biggest win of the year?
Oh, yeah.
They beat the Bucks with only one Antetokounmpo, and it was Theon Nassis, by the way, who played
great
Giannis. So you're welcome for that, Steiny. And, you were able to hold off the lesser of two Antetokounmpos, the lesser of two Lopez's, the lesser of two just about everybody's. And wow, nice win. I'm sure Chris Middleton's got an older brother who's better than him at something. It was not the greatest win of the year. You rescued one against a somnambulant, sleepwalking Bucks team in a win that vaulted you from 10th to 10th in the Western Conference. So, yeah, the chef was great, and he and Steve Kerr violated many, many social distancing protocols in the post-game celebration. But let's not go over our skis calling this the best win of the year.
Let the record reflect. It looks like Steiny's going to be the optimistic one today. And
mark the tape.
If you want to, turn the radios off right now.
Boy.
Go ahead. Hey, turn it up.
First drop, Tim Roy.
Get it, Steiny. Positivity.
Yeah, I mean, they look.
They needed it. Damn
that's
it.
Right. That's what I said. They absolutely needed it. They maybe got some confidence back. It was a game where, you know, Oubre was a couple made threes away from a miserable game, but he redeemed himself. Curry was obviously fantastic. Steve Kerr, you know, appeased the fans with bringing Curry back. Not only. Because it was a big game, but because they've got a couple days off now. And, you know, we've seen wins like this before, Goo, and who's to say this isn't a springboard? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'll say this, a springboard into something that could turn into We Believe. Whatever you believe, it's about what I believe and I'm conveying. I understand part of Dub Nation doesn't give a rat's ass about making the playoffs. Obviously, Steph Curry, with this injury that he had to his tailbone, is showing you what it means. You heard Wiseman after the game. This has just been a soap opera season for the Golden State Warriors. And if somehow they didn't make the play-in game, which I know, Steiny, you'll break down, it would just be a catastrophe. I like what I'm seeing. I'm a romantic in regard to the Warriors in the playoffs, Dibs, and I'm holding on hope that they'll get hot at the right time. Last night might have been the lighter fluid.
Might have been, but it might be lighter fluid on wet charcoal. And by the way, you don't have any matches, so now you're left with a magnifying glass and hoping for the right ray of sun to maybe catch you a spark. I'm a diehard, lifelong Warrior fan, Goob, and I'm a realist about where this team is and where they could possibly go at their zenith. I'm more interested in a return to the chip, being able to be in chip form. And if you limp in as the 10 seed, and even if you go to San Antonio and win in a place
that's
where,
okay,
by the way, historically you don't win. So let's stop saying that you're going to go to San Antonio and do squat douche in the 10-9 game. Then you got to go and either take on Luka and the Mavericks, who are the hottest team in the West.
We can do that. We got Curry.
All right. Or a Memphis team that can be a handful at times. You were unable to sweep earlier this year despite them being depleted. So all this to get the 8 seed and to go up against a Jazz team that you can't touch or a Phoenix team that's younger and better than you. I'd rather be in Secaucus enjoying ping pong balls and the lottery.
Wow.
That's just not what sports is about to
me. Thanks, Steiny. I'm proud of you, man.
Seriously. I'd rather have a play-in game than not be a lottery team and get the 11th or 12th pick, which you know they'll get because they'll be one of the best non-playoff teams. Yeah, I know we can hope 3% chance to get the – yeah, come on. That's not happening.
Do they have a greater than 3% chance of winning the title if they're the 10 seed? Which is more likely, a 3% lottery chance as the 12th team in the lottery, or the percentage of running the table? Because, Goo, you got to win 18. 16 wins in the playoffs isn't enough if you're the 10 seed. You got to win 18. Is that more?
Dibs.
Is that greater or less than 3%? I just want to hear that from both of you.
It's less.
About the same.
Yeah.
Of course.
And I'm just going to go journey, Dibs. When did you stop believing, man? When did
what happened
you just,
to you, Dibs?
Yeah, it's just – and let me give you this before you answer. We talked about championship windows, and Steiny, I wanted to hug you in the green room because you said if the Warriors go 2 years without no offs with arguably a top five player, my estimation, what would that do for the fan base, Dibs? You're handing out certificates to teams like Utah, Dallas. They haven't earned. And where I'm going is Steph Curry in Memphis, give me Steph Curry in Dallas, and then give me a seven-game series against that Utah team that you act like are the 96 Bulls. They're not that. And what I'm saying is you got to have a pleasure along the journey. And if this team can get in – and Kerr gives that 2 extra minutes to Steph, watch out.
Are you familiar with what they call delayed gratification?
It's
where you're not instantly fulfilled by a plucky little win over a Giannis-less Bucks team. You're real about the future. And I could give a rat's behind about dynasty talk if they don't. Fine, the dynasty's over. I'm interested in, can you get back to being a championship team? And to me, the best route to getting there is exploring the young players this year, bobbling your way into a lottery pick. Maybe you have 2 if Minnesota continues to to get outside the bottom three, which, by the way, last night in our league at 10:48, we'll look at the Western Conference and the intrigue therein. It's not that I'm giving up, Goo, and I'm not disappointed that they beat the Bucks because it was cool to see Giannis or to see Wiseman play well. I just want more for next year when Klay comes back. And if you limp into the 10 seed this year, you're not going to give yourself the best chance to get better.
I hear him.
Well, I'm not with him. I mean, even give me one play-in game for Wiseman. Give me one play-in game.
Thank you,
Steiny. Just
he's not even finishing regular season games. So it's that's,
yeah, but the stakes
we'll
are higher.
That.
The stakes are higher in
right
in
now.
That. No, in a play-in game. I just
let's give something away,
Steiny. Experience. Okay,
let's give something away.
You gave it away earlier, Goo.
All right, Goo. When did Goo get so concerned with the clocks? All right, it's time for the Splash for Cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word KEY, K-E-Y, to 72881. That's KEY to 72881. This is brought to you by Outdoor Supply Hardware, Patio Garden, and more at Osh.com. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. I think there's value in getting to the play-in game, and I actually think it's got a bigger value than kind of the long shot chance of the Warriors stumbling into a top three with their own pick. I do think there's a psychology involved here where, you know, Warriors miss the playoffs 2 years in a row. Yeah, I think it impacts their reputation. I think it impacts whether free agents want to come here. I think it impacts the way people look at, the fans. All of a sudden now Joe Lacob, has taken a hit, and this is 2 years in a row. And who's to say they're going to make the playoffs next year?
Wow.
Who's to say this isn't the start of a drought? So if you can get into 10, I mean, I want to see them. I want to see them play a meaningful game, even if it's one game. That's all.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. And it'd be great if, you win both, then you get a series. If, you get a full series, that's a whole
game,
as Ike Taylor would say. That, I think, has value. A one-off, random 73rd game of a non-regular, regular season, that to me is not going to be, James Wiseman's got playoff experience. Why? Because he flew to San Antonio to lose by 18 in a 10-9 game? Sorry, James. That's not a playoff game. It's not a playoff atmosphere because we don't have fans. So unless you get into a full series, to me, it's meaningless to your point about, the intangibles of it.
888-957-9570. Where are you at with the Golden State Warriors? Would you like to see them make a little run here, see if they can get to 8 in the standings? Which would be a big, big difference in 9 or 10, or do you want him just to give up like Dan Dibley? Just give up. I'm just kidding. But there is another path that would take them into the lottery. Would that be better long term? Where are you right now with the Golden State Warriors? Because they won a nice game last night, a couple games on the schedule, looking friendly. Can they get something rolling? 888-957-9570. That's what's coming up on 95.7, The Game.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7, The Game.
Blasting down the lane, goes up, rejected by Wiseman, not in my house. Damian Lee has it. Left his feet for no reason, threw the ball away. Portis comes back the other way. Portis with a low pass to the corner. Forbes with a catch, stops, gets it out to DiVincenzo in the corner. Pump fake, spins, traveled as Wiseman going out there to close out. Forces the turnover and gets a standing O from the Warriors bench.
Nice block by Wiseman. And then a heck of a job firing out to the corner on that closeout.
Yeah, James Wiseman, great sequence last night. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert on the call for 95.7 The Game. And a reminder, this segment is sponsored by MB Jesse Painting. Is your business, high-rise, or HOA in need of quality painting? MB Jesse Painting offers the most trusted painting services in the Bay Area. Their experts complete projects on time, and they've been helping Bay Area businesses and residents for 25 years. Visit mbjesse.com for a free quote today. Some real nice signs for James Wiseman. and we're talking about where the Warriors are right now. They're in the 10th spot, and what are the advantages of staying in that play-in game group as opposed to the advantages to maybe slipping accidentally or to try to make it seem accidentally into the 11th seed? You know why the Warriors should try to make the postseason?
And I'll give
just
it to
I'll just throw the 10th seed in as a postseason. You know why the Warriors should try to make the postseason? Because Steph Curry wants to try to make the postseason. End of story. That's the way I look at it. Curry's earned that.
And real quick, Dibs, last year you had the number 2 pick. How's that working out for you? Tomorrow is not promised. And again, if the pandemic has not taught us anything, the best gift you can get is the present. Focus right on this season and what you can do in the playoffs. And Steph Curry is Braveheart. Mel Gibson, he's showing you just how much this season means, this play-in game, by coming back with the tailbone. So give him that, Dibs. I mean, we heard Nick Wright that he'll turn into gremlins if this Warrior team didn't make the playoffs this year. It'd be everybody talking, and Steph would take the brunt of it.
Don't get Nick Wright wet, by the way. You should see what happens to him. And don't feed him after midnight either, for those of you who remember Gremlins. Gremlins actually was showing at the Fairfax Theater when Doug Dinellon famously fired me. I was fired, Stein. It was pouring rain, and the next movie coming in was The Muppets Take Manhattan. And I had to go up and change the marquee in the rain.
That's great.
And I said, Doug, do you know how many letters are in the Muppets Take Manhattan? And we didn't have one of those one-word thes. I had to put the T, the H, and the A out there. And so I said, Doug, I'm not changing the mother-father marquee. And he said, you change it or you're fired. I said, you can't fire me. You're the assistant manager. I laughed in his face. I came back the next day for my shift. Gone.
Wow.
Yeah, I had been fired, so I misread his authority.
EDD
in the situation. Yeah.
Now,
was when I was Wiseman.
Real quick, Dibbers, Dibs. Now, does that make you a little more fearful or a little more respectful of our number 2 man, Danny Freisinger?
You know, it probably should have, but based on
he's got the power.
You know, fool me one time, shame on. Shame on you. Can't get fooled again. So, yeah, Danny, I gave Danny flowers yesterday, but your point about James Wiseman Guru had me feeling a little bit gremlinish because all you talk about is give him minutes, and now you're turning around and saying, how'd that work out for you? Sounds like you're trying to play both sides of the street on James Wiseman.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you, be careful what you wish for. There's a risk in the lottery at all times, and you don't know what you're getting. If you could get the ticket, Steiny, and look and say you're going to finish third seed if you draft this certain player, then it's different. It's a crapshoot, and all I'm saying is you had the number 2 pick last year, and he's not finishing games for you. That was the only thing that bothered me last night, Steiny. I just wish James Wiseman could call Kevin Durant or Kyrie when they had that combo.
Oh, he will.
Hey, how did it feel, young fella, to finish the game? Well, KD, I didn't finish it. That will come. That's the next part of the lesson. But, Steiny, we've watched it. The number 2 pick is not helping you finish games, so you don't know who that person is, where you're going to end up in the lottery. So focus on this season, which the chef is doing, 41, by the way, and Brian Anderson and Jim Jackson. Stoddy, real quick, I argued with you about the MVP. I should have said most exciting. Just listen to announcers outside of Fitzgerald National when they watch Curry play basketball. Last night was incredible, man. The dude doesn't miss.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some lottery odds right now for the teams that are like 12th, 13th, and 14th. It's such a long shot.
Yeah.
You know, the 12th seed would be a 3.2, less than 5% chance to get a top 4 pick.
Okay.
13th seed is about a 4% chance to get a top 4 pick, and the 14th best team is about a 2% chance of getting a top 4 pick. So it's a long shot. It's a long shot, assuming they would stay approximately at 11.
Well, and if they're the 10 seed and they beat the 9, but then they lose to the 7-8 loser, they're still in the lottery.
That's correct.
So maybe I need to change my tune as it pertains to my goals, because if you do get in that play-in game scenario, and right now they would go to San Antonio and play the 9, and if they won, they would face the Memphis-Dallas loser, and if they won that game, then they'd be a playoff team. Otherwise, they would be off to Secaucus. And I'm not saying that they should tank. I'm just I'm afraid
it feels
that.
Like it. All right,
well,
okay.
Goo,
like
I'm just afraid of what happens when you fall out of the lottery, and you know, let's just say Minnesota remains bottom three, and well, they win the lottery, and so they keep their pick. Now you get no draft help next year. You get no Jalen Suggs. You're losing Oubre, who, by the way, that was one of the most violent block shot attempts I can ever remember seeing in our league. I mean, you want to talk about challenging the dunker. Woo, boy.
Oh, boy. It's a good thing we don't have Fitz on today, because he was crying about that foul, and he got Oubre got arm and shoulder after the ball.
I'm frightened that I agree with Guru all the time.
That's my guy, Bobby Fitz.
So I just thought,
speaking of fouls, did Bazemore foul a Milwaukee certain player at the end on that?
I thought he
shot?
Did, of course.
He fouled him. He fouled him. Warrior fans, I love you. We can enjoy
Thank
the
you.
Win. He fouled him. The ref
can we please
swallowed
file
the whistle.
Can we file this under calls that the Warriors got? Because
it's true.
You know, wow. And I'll give Bobby Fitz not flowers, but a flower. He's gotten a lot better over the course of his career. Maybe it's the chips have softened him, but he used to be number one of, not always complaining about the refs, but he would point out when the Warriors didn't get the whistle. Yeah. I don't think Bob does that anymore. You know, and last night he told a great story about the female official, Steiny, who apparently her father played high school ball with Sam Bowie in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. I thought of you.
Yeah, that's correct. And her dad wasn't one of the best players on the team because they had obviously
necessary.
Sam Bowie, and they also had Lebo, I think is not Jeff Lebo. They had another guy on that team who was recruited as a quarterback at Penn State, and then they had a point guard named Tab Bickle, who was pretty good too. But I think Moyer started though on that team. There you go, but. Now I forgot what I was going to say.
I got you back really in the late 70s Pennsylvania high school.
We talked about the foul, and the foul, and how Fitz has been fair.
Oh, yeah, and that one call on the sideline where Curry got three shots, where he gave him a little hip, a little hiney. He gave him a little hiney after he let it go. You know what I mean?
You got to play the refs like a good flute. Steph does.
No, I know what the one you're talking about with Fitz. The Brook Lopez block that they called a goaltending. After they showed it, Fitz
great
was like,
piece
that's
of officiating, Mark Davis, 24 years in our league.
I was like, this will not
17
get overturned.
Finals
it
games.
Did.
I mean,
yeah, it did get overturned.
And you know what? Bob is probably right because of the way the rule is set up, and he explained it perfectly. But I absolutely hated that because it was clearly a block shot, and the only reason why the ref called goaltending was because you have to call the tend in order to review it. So now we get Captain Headset to confirm what he already knows. But because of instant replay, because of all of you fans hating on the refs for generations and demanding this be reviewed, now we've got referees intentionally making the wrong call so that it can be reviewed, so it can be overturned and proven what we all saw the first time. Bye-bye, 3 minutes of my life. I hate it.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel. Stoney,
well,
let me just say this to
you.
You
saw it. It was clearly a block. And, the ref knew it. Everybody knew it. Even Bazemore with that weak sauce teardrop knew it.
This goes against everything Dad Dibley's saying. I got the game on now while I'm fired up. Stoney Dibbs, do you think Steph coming back 2 minutes earlier, I just wonder how many wins this would equate to had he done this at the beginning of the season. Do you think we see that more? Steiny, they didn't just do it for this game, right? Kerr, he's reading the room like, okay, I need to bring it back 2 minutes earlier. And I think the chef gave him the go-ahead like the engine can handle it.
For one game. I don't think this is a pattern.
See,
I think
I
this
do.
Had
to, I do.
I don't because that's not who they are. It's not who they've been. Secondly, that was a game that they find themselves in a game against the Bucks without Giannis. They have 2 days off now till Friday. That was just a one-off in my mind. Until I,
you know what that know. Say what it is. Let's put the rat on the table.
Oh, here we go.
What do we got?
Chasing wins. Steve Kerr was chasing a win. So when Steve Kerr tells you that he's not chasing wins, what he's telling you is he's not chasing every win. Now, when you lose by 60 to Toronto and Steph and Draymond don't play, you're not chasing wins. Draymond with the finger issue, Steph with the ongoing Tokic problem.
Yeah, sure did.
After Bob lauded him for playing so well and so physically and only committing one foul, well, things evened out last night with the six. But, you know, just remember, Steve Kerr's not chasing wins, but he's chasing win. Last night he chased it, and they got it. So it's awesome.
Yeah. Let's hear from Coach Joe in Cupertino.
Don't shrug me off like that. The rat's on the table.
Yeah, I hear you.
I put it there. Okay.
What's up, Coach Joe? He may agree with you, Dibs. What's up, Coach?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Nothing. We're just having a good time on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
I hear that. Yeah, you know, you guys prompted me to call in because a lifelong fan. I've been attending games since Rick Barry was around, so this kind of dates me a little bit, but
I couldn't care less. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you, Joe.
Hey, well, you know, I heard you folks talking a little bit about, you know, whether or not the Warriors are going to make a little playoff run here and whether or not it would benefit. Quite frankly, I remember mediocrity very well. You know, we were mediocre for a long time, and our team looks very mediocre without Curry. Even with Curry, we're still, you know, a 9th, 10th team, you know. And
right.
You know, I was telling my kids yesterday while I was watching the game, I hope that this team doesn't waste Curry's years here, his greatness. You know, I think he's the best Warrior ever, in my opinion. And
right.
So,
what do you want? You want him to make the lottery, it sounds like.
You know what? That's another thing. The lottery. Man, John, Wiseman, I don't know what to make of him. I'm giving him the year to kind of get acclimated, but, man, no passion, no spirit. Well, I see just a blank stone face, long kid. I hope he improves. I don't know.
I got you, Coach. I got you.
Coach, what were you doing when you were 20, when you were Wiseman?
I was a monster.
Wow. Man, we didn't even have time to play the music, Coach. Thank you. That was crazy.
Careful what you ask. Wow.
Man. Night-night.
Actually, Wiseman was more gleeful last night, I noticed. I saw his pearly whites, and he actually swore in the post-game press conference.
Way.
Yeah,
he didn't need to apologize.
I needed to fall asleep, so I flipped over to the Giants game. You telling me he was cussing in the post?
Yes. Yeah.
They went doo-doo brand. That wasn't the worst one you used. Come on.
Nah, but you know me, I don't like to normalize that kind of language. You know me. But no, Wiseman, here's one. Well, here's one thing, Goo, that I disagree with you on.
Okay.
When you say, we finally got clarity on Wiseman. We've had clarity on Wiseman. He doesn't play late in the game.
But
he's
the coach
not good
was
enough.
Sending you mixed signals.
No, he wasn't.
First he started. Then he wasn't ready. We want a baby steps. Then he came back out. I'm talking about Curry at the podium at the presser. Hey, it's about Wiseman and his development. It supersedes everything. Then that got mixed up and nobody knew what was going on. Now he came out, said it with his chest dibs, and said, you know what? The kid is not ready. It's not about production. It's about being on the bench and learning different view. I was like, okay. So for me last night, watching that game come down to the wire, I wasn't mad that Wiseman wasn't in because I felt like the leader, which is Kerr in this instance, told us what to expect. And moving forward, if it's that playing game in San Antonio, I don't expect Wiseman to finish games. I want him to, but Dibs, I'm not mad because the coach told us.
Yeah, and you got the win because he didn't finish the game. Did you notice what happened in the fourth quarter when they came back?
Ugh.
No, it's a fact, Goo. Yep. Watch Kevon Looney on two of the final three sequences in that game. And the one, he bursts over from the help side, jumps, defends, and doesn't foul. He not only knew what to do, he knew how to do it, how to get there. It was a Draymondian play with Draymond on the bench. Now, Draymond would have reached in and slapped the ball away or blocked a shot. Kevon Looney just got in the way, played great defense on two of those sequences, and that was a big reason why they came back in that game. And you look at Wiseman for the game, double-double, played one of his best games. He still was a -7. So that's all you need to know about when the comeback came.
Yeah, I mean, the comeback came at the 8-minute mark when Wiseman went out and Curry came in. Let's hear from Wiseman on just exuberant after the game.
Man, that was fun as hell. Excuse my language, but it was fun. I was super excited, and I was just ready to go out there and just play hard and just had that focus and just had that swagger. So I was most definitely having fun.
There you go.
God, and that answers your question from yesterday, Steiny, which I thought was really well-reasoned and well-observed, is does he enjoy the game? Is he having fun? And I think when you play like he did yesterday, Goo, it's obviously easier to have fun. If only he could exude more of my probably my second favorite part of watching Steph is Steph in the pregame when he's doing like those candy dribbles and he'll skip to the rim and throw one over his head. He's like a 4-year-old.
I like the run to the underneath the basket before the ball tips.
Yeah, there's the 2-ball dribble. There's the tunnel shot. You get the sense watching Steph, aside from the unbelievable greatness, you get the sense that this is a guy who loves doing what he's doing. And I just would like to see more of that, Steiny, out of Wiseman, to your point from yesterday.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point. I don't necessarily think he doesn't enjoy playing basketball. I think he's more frustrated about the way his season went. He's 20 years old. He's down a little bit. But I'm hoping it's not a long-term thing. And yesterday he seemed to be into it. So, I think we can expect more of that. But anybody who couldn't read the room until, you know, Steve Kerr spelled it out. I mean, it's been obvious from day one. Wiseman's not playing in crunch time. I mean, why would Steve Kerr have to come out and say that and say that about the poor kid who's not ready? I mean, I guess he had to do it because people couldn't translate what was really being said, which was he's not ready. So I guess he
do
had
you
an
think
etiquette.
Wiseman thinks he's not ready, Steiny? As joyful
matter.
As he was,
doesn't
it does matter. Because
no, it doesn't.
I think somebody got to the Rook yesterday. Because at the end of the day, you know, you got to be positive. Positivity sells, and it'll keep you out the doghouse. Now, if he would have went to that podium after a win and said he felt like he should have been there and been in at the end of the game, then we're talking about something totally different. So either his mentors, moms, whoever, somebody got in his ear and told him, you know, you can't pout, especially when the team wins. But I just wonder if the youngster Dibs thinks he should be in at the
no,
end of games.
I don't think he knows, and I think it's actually very important, Steiny, that he knows. He knows that he's not at the level yet where he should be getting 30 to 35 minutes a night and finishing and starting games. He's well aware. He's a smart young man. And heck, he knows he's 20 years old. And I think it might have been Kyle yesterday who said, imagine his relationship with KD, knowing that KD started in our league when Wiseman was, I think, 6, that was the number that Kyle threw out. And now he's getting calls from KD on the regular. I mean, imagine that if like your favorite, if Mike Francesa or whatever called, hey, Goo, how you doing? How's the show today, Goo? Hey, Mike, good to talk to you. You know what I mean?
About?
Or if Pete Franklin from the great beyond,
there
you know,
yeah.
was calling you and still flushing you on the regular, it'd
rest
be,
in peace
that would
to
be King. Pretty, yeah, that'd be pretty cool, right? So I think at some point you have to realize that Wiseman is overwhelmed in so many ways, yet I think he's starting to get more comfortable. Last night was a great sign for his comfortability.
And one reason you don't play him late in that game is so he has something positive, which was that first half. You know, you put him in late in that game and he makes a mistake and they lose the game, that's a setback for him. And then that's when the team then starts looking at Kerr askance.
Wow.
Because they're wondering why is he playing when he doesn't deserve to play. I think Kerr is. By the way, did you hear Kerr after? Hey, can you play that?
Yeah,
Joe.
I mean, first, I just want to let askance sit there for just a second and let you have a moment with askance.
S-C-A-N-T, right? Scant.
Not even
that
close.
Would be scant. This is ballpark askance, which is you kind of. You're kind of looking with that side eye, Goo. That's what askance is. But I'm glad you're queuing up the Kerr sound because I read the quote and I wasn't quite sure the context as it pertains to the Wiseman mania, Steiny.
Yeah, let's take a listen.
Oh yeah, I forgot we have to do the James Wiseman
the report card, the daily James Wiseman report card. So I thought he was great. You know, he really played with energy. He sprinted into ball screens. He really dove hard to the rim to put pressure on the defense, and you know, rebounded well. So he gets an A on the James Wiseman report card from his coach. And then let's make sure we all talk about this tomorrow and redo the report card tomorrow and the following day as well.
Oh, that's so good. I was wondering if it was going to be sarcasm or real frustration, where it would come down. And that's about 97% frustration, 3% sarcasm, in my opinion.
He's the number two pick, Coach.
He's talking
to Coach Kerr.
He's
the number two pick. This is what comes with the number two pick. Oh, wow.
Four cries. Oh, yeah, five from Kyle. Stop. You can put that on the board.
Yeah. I thought it was the drop.
He hit his bag today.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hear that comment, and it's not just Guru. It's all of us. It's the writers. It's Bonte and the crew and the pre and post. It's
everybody.
Every single one of us. And you know what, Coach? Walk a mile in our shoes. I'd like to have you do a four-hour show on your team. You know, and do you want to talk about Bazemore's foot placement on the help? And you want to talk about what? The people want to know about the number two pick. It's the number two story on your team. It's obviously the chef one. It's what's up with Wiseman two. I mean, you get down to like story 11, and you might as well throw on the music because another smooth one for our guy. Although I'll tell you what. He did dunk down with quite authority, but it's K-Wig. Coach, would you like 4 hours of the smooth Andrew Wiggins talk? We won't talk about the rookie. We'll talk about 1 of 8 from three-point land, but it was a big three, the one he did hit. Don't worry about the 4 for 15 and avert your eyes from the 2 assists because that's not important, nor is
How
the minus 3.
How was his three-point shooting last night?
Yeah, 1 of 8. From behind the stripe.
Ooh, that last one was
right on the
ball.
Money. Boy, that was lined up well.
Reminds me of being at the Palladium in 88, Goo in the City, when I would go 1 for 8, asking girls to dance to Midnight Star.
You know, the funny thing is when he
just
shot
don't
that,
give up, Dibs.
When he shot that, if you noticed, nobody went for the rebound at first. They all took cover.
They all took cover first.
All right.
Came off. Oh, yeah.
It was not even close, dude. That was unbelievable brick.
Back to Wiseman.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, there is a monster difference between the 8th and the 9th place finish in the Western Conference and Eastern Conference. I'm not sure everybody knows how this play-in game works, but it's really fascinating. We also have last night in our league coming up on the other side, and it's sponsored by Exergen. Accuracy matters. Trade up any non-contact thermometer for a $5 rebate toward an Exergen Accuracy Matters. Published research shows non-contact models miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Upgrade to Exergen, the only forehead thermometer proven accurate by published clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, did you miss our chat yesterday with Bob Fitzgerald? You can hear it right now on the brand new Odyssey app. If you've already downloaded the Radio.com app, it will automatically update to Odyssey. If you haven't, what are you waiting for? Download the Odyssey app today to get all the audio that matters to you. Part audio, part audacious, part Odyssey. We can't wait for you to hear what's in store in a universe of audio. We are Odyssey. We're going to get to last night in our league momentarily. Some news coming across regarding Tiger Woods' accident. Yowza, he may have been going as fast as 87 miles an hour in a 45 zone. 87 in a 45. Wow.
That's how you get into an accident. Dib, sorry. Yeah.
No, especially coming down that hill as he's barreling to get to the 101 to head north to an appointment to which he's already late. And there were reports from the hotel where he was staying that he almost hit somebody coming out of the parking lot there because he basically was barreling out of the parking lot, allegedly. And you see some surveillance video from earlier in his drive, like fixated cameras, Steiny, on the road, and you see he's going pretty fast. And then he gets up to the top of the crest and he's barreling down toward the freeway, 87 in a 45. And, you know, if you glance down at your phone and you glance back up, and next thing you know, you're into the center divide, and then it's roll, roll, roll across the roadway into a tree. I mean, that's lucky. He's lucky to be alive.
Yeah, he really is. He really is. You know me, Dibs. I try to drive defensively.
10-2.
Yep, 10-2.
There you go.
Very infrequently do I exceed the speed limit by more than, I would say, 6 miles an hour. But even yeah.
What's the opposite of exceed? Like when you're driving, say, 58 miles an hour and cars are whizzing by us, Guru.
Yeah.
Man, go ahead.
Yeah, you know what I like to do, Goo, with my, electric car? So, you know, if you drive it really fast, that uses more battery, obviously. But if you maintain them, you can last longer. So a lot of times what I'll do, Dibs and Goo, so let's say I'll have the Volt and it'll have 50 miles of electric charge.
Okay.
And let's say I'm taking a trip that's, maybe 52 miles. And I'm thinking, you know what? I can do this. All I have to do is maintain about a 57-mile-an-hour pace. But if I go up to 65 or 70, then I won't be able to get there all on the electric charge. So I like to park myself, not literally, but I like to get myself in that right lane and kind of tuck away, Goo, and just listen to music and just let the world literally go by.
You are the
one
people
dirty look at a time, Goo.
Yeah, I curse out underneath my breath when I pass him in the caddy. Like, what are you doing?
I stop.
I give
looking
credit
over
though.
Now, by
he
the way.
He does this all in the right lane though. So tip of the cap and don't put it in the cap, but tip of the cap to Captain Slowpoke, who's at least in the correct lane while going 53 miles an hour on the freeway.
Absolutely.
I love the young people.
You can get a ticket for that, dude. It's 70, 65, 70 miles an hour. You can get a ticket for going too slow, Snotty.
I dare you. I dare them to give me a ticket going 2 miles under the speed limit. You heard me, CHP.
No, actually,
I got a white Volt. I got a white Volt. Come at me if you think you can do that. I actually don't. But the one thing I have learned, Dibs, from driving responsibly is what I call it, is when those motorists pass me on the left, I no longer look over to make eye contact. So they're all frustrated at this point if they want to get on my case, because I just stop looking over. 10-2, straight ahead.
I don't feel anger toward you because you're in the appropriate lane. It's the person in the left lane or the second from the left going 58 miles an hour. Those are the people that need permanent driving school.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. And I've said this before, if you ever drive in Europe, they have it down. They have it down to a science. If you're in that passing lane, get out of it unless you're literally passing somebody out, you know, just like the Mach 5 in Speed Racer. Get over, get past it, get back over.
Nice reference, Don.
Yeah.
I love Trixie.
I like Trixie. Remember her?
And the monkey. Not going to get me today, Spadoni.
The monkey. Hey, let's change pace here and go to last night in our league.
Let's do it, Captain. And you are the captain of the bogey train after yesterday's round.
Yeah.
We'll get to. I had to take a shot, Goo. Took this guy 4 hours to finally scratch par, and our other playing associate actually struck my child with a golf ball.
That's all coming up here.
On 95.7 The Game. But last night in our slow lane, our league, we had a handful of Western Conference games. We start with the Hawks hammering the Pelicans.
19 points now for Trey. Zion up top, and Capella meets him at the apex.
From Bally Sports South, Trey Young with a 30-piece, Goo. New Orleans loses. Now they're a game and a half back of the Warriors for 10th.
Pelicans still coming. No shame in losing to the Hawks. But about Trey, when he plays Steph, Steiny, that's his idol. He just ain't right. But he had 19 last night. Big win for the Hawks.
I think the Hawks have beaten the Warriors twice this year, if I'm not mistaken. So it's less about an individual matchup than the team. Although I know people like you are all about points and outscoring your opponent. Don't look now, but Atlanta's building something. They are building something. But hey, again, don't look now.
Real quick, Dibs, how good can Zion be? Dude, he's going to be something special, man.
Oh yeah, he's not even in the grown man country yet, as far as his age and his physical development. His ceiling is LeBron meets Shaq if he can get there.
That's incredible! Wow.
Game number two, gentlemen, the Lakers cage the Raptors.
That one goes off the foot. Oh, diving is Caruso. Here comes Kaycock to score.
What a highlight play that is for Caruso, sacrificing the body, getting the assist, then getting the Lakers two more on a 12-2 run in the last couple of minutes.
Now, Spadoni getting moist with his Lakers performing well. That's from Spectrum Sports Network. How about this name, Guru? Talen Horton Tucker led the Lakers with 17.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of him. I know he can play and he's got skills, Steiny, but I watched that Laker team and I'm just like, wake me up when AD and LeBron get back. But I'm going to say this about Toronto, and I watch him. Nick Nurse, I know he's got a chip. He's got to be on some shaky ground, man. Something just ain't right with Toronto.
Interesting, but you won't say that about the Golden State Warriors, who are on the verge of missing the playoffs for 2 years in a row. Are you going to call for Steve Kerr's head next? I don't know. And by the way, we call him THT.
Yeah. My bad. He's Dynamite. Right. THT. Thank you. Game number three, the Grizzlies withstand the Heat.
12-point deficit for Miami as Jones finds Conchar, who scores. John Conchar beat Duncan Robinson to the basket.
Bally Sports Southeast, thank you for the audio. Dylan Brooks with 28 to lead Memphis. Goo and Oddity, they won all four quarters in this ballgame.
Yeah, and I watched that game, and it was the reason I was watching it, and I wanted to cuss out every Miami Heat player, Steiny. I watched that game, and my TV was just, it was just oozing with the Heat aren't trying. Where's the effort? Oh. Get mad. Dylan gets Brooks, 23-point third quarter? What is going on? Second quarter, whatever one. 23 and one quarter? Where's Jimmy? But wake up, Jimmy Butler. Wake up.
To accuse Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat of not playing hard is just, it's virtually sacrilegious. That doesn't happen. And as usual, you don't get the Memphis Grizzlies, period. End of
missed
story.
Missed again. Yeah. Shout out to Phil Collins with missed again.
Don't
bury the
lead.
Genesis,
we'll get to that.
At 118, who more foreign or more often? Game number four, the Nuggets pummeled the Pistons.
Final 5-6 seconds. Jokic going to put it up. Falling away. Yeah! The Joker wanted a foul. Serbian style, long distance.
Chris Marlowe from Altitude Sports. You got to love him. Listen to this trio, Goo. Barton, Porter Jr., and Jokic. They were a combined 34 for 48 from the floor with 76 points. That was quite a trio.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars are not walking through that door for the Pistons. But Steiny, Denver's in that Utah category for me. I'm blocking out last year's bubble. They steal Missouri. They got to show me in the offs, but they got the ingredients for it to be a good dish. So I can't wait for the offs.
I don't have much to add there other than you didn't like Denver when they got to the Western Conference semifinals 2 years ago. You didn't like Denver when they got to the Western Conference finals a year ago. And once again, you're spitting on them, even though they're sitting, what, Spadoni, third in the West?
Fourth in the West, Steiny, and they've won six in a row, the Nuggies, six consecutive victories.
Jokic may be MVP. I'm sorry, Dibs. Yeah.
No, he is the MVP, Goo. He had a quiet night. I think he had, what, like 24, 8, and 11 or something. He's a triple-double waiting to happen. The final game is with the Clippers. Clippers involved. The Clippers clobber the Blazers.
Deflection by Beverly, chases it down. Blazers get back defensively. Beverly pulls it back for the tray and knocks it in.
Dame Dalla, 2 for 14, by the way, for Portland. PG-13 had 36. These two teams, Goo, would meet in the offs if the season ended today. And, of course, the season doesn't end today.
I'll say this. I told you that Rondo was everything to the Clippers, Steiny, and I can't wait. I really think they're going to be a problem. But for Portland, they're back healthy. I know it's not been 10 games yet together, but I feel like they're missing an enforcer, like a Draymond Green type. I could be wrong, and we'll see when the playoffs start. But offense is their thing, but you got to stop somebody, too.
Yeah, I think, you know, they're getting players back. McCollum's missed most of the season. Nurkic, too. They're going to – you know what? They're the team that Barkley said was going to make it to the finals, right?
Yeah, he did.
They're
he
still
–
you know what? I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it looks a lot better than it did, let's say, 2 months ago.
And the sound was from Bally Sports Southwest, by the way. The Blazers are kind of stuck in that sixth seed. The Warriors, game and a half back of the Spurs for ninth. Game and a half ahead of the Pelicans for 11th. So to Guru's point, this stretch of the next two or three games – will go a long way to the Warriors, you know, because ideally you get up to that eight spot, right, Steiny?
Ideally you get up to the eight spot because you can't really get to six unless there's something really going wrong with Portland. You're listening right to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station, and this segment's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. Yeah, Dibs, that's worth going over right now because